All right, what's up, everybody? This is Gene.
This is Mac.
This is Ava.
And this is Black Parents After Nine. So y'all are in for a treat tonight. This is going to be our back-to-school special. But before we get into that, I'm going to talk about what I'm sipping on tonight. I'm sipping on one of my favorite beers. It's Dogfish Head 60-Minute IPA. 6% alcohol by volume. Nice little flavor to it. It's a little hoppy, but I don't mind it. It's pretty good to me. It's probably one of the better beers in my opinion, and it's not like it's a local brew beer at that. So, you know, now I'm gonna pass it off to Mac.
Yep, I'm sitting over here sipping on this Tito's handmade vodka from Austin, Texas. Nice little bottle here. But yeah, that's what I'm sipping on. What's up, Ava? What you sipping on?
I'm sipping on a 31 degrees Celsius. It's a wine. It's a Pinot Grigio. From Italy.
Ooh, fancy. Fancy.
Smooth, very smooth.
Italy. I like it. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. I'm a little excited, y'all. You know why?
What's up?
What's going on?
What's going on?
Last week, we paid our last child care payment ever.
Yeah.
In life.
You mean your second mortgage you got rid of?
You can breathe again. You want to start doing shit.
I feel like I got a raise. You know what I mean? Because I got extra money back in the house.
That's always a plus.
Yeah, man. So she's out of daycare and she's starting school. Y'all know school starts tomorrow.
Tomorrow. Only one of ours.
These kids out back. The house. They're going to school.
Yeah, sometimes school is like free child care.
It is. It's like, what are we going to do about that?
Right.
He's only going to want to do school with me for a period of time before he gets old quick. And he's just going to start phasing out.
Right.
So it's a good thing. Socialization, right. Education.
Yeah, they need that. And my daughter, she's starting kindergarten. My son is starting second grade. I'm like, damn, my baby's already in kindergarten. I remember she was just born.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. My little baby's going to school. Yeah, man. School.
You still got a long way to go.
Yo.
We got a minute, like a nasty minute to go.
Yeah, y'all.
I'm going to have to start trying to educate them harder so I can get them in early.
Right.
Dang, it's like I'm running school here with these kids. Boy, you got to get your game up.
Mm-hmm. So, my son is in second grade. He graduates in 2030.
Really?
2030, Doug.
Doesn't seem that far away.
It seems like forever, but I know the time's going to just go like that. I know.
Wait a minute.
There's no way.
No, that's right.
2030. Y'all son's in the same boat.
Because when they had the graduation,
yeah,
they said what it was. And I was like, 2030 on the money?
2030, Doug.
2030 on the money. I saw that graduation. They kept touting it.
It's going to fly by.
10 years?
That's it, bro.
Oh, my God.
11? Yeah.
11. Almost, well, I mean, basically years. You ain't got a couple months left.
You figure your
year's basically over. It's almost September. After September, Halloween. As soon as you have Halloween, you rush right into Thanksgiving.
You figure 8 years from here, they're in high school, bro.
Oh, my God.
Solid high school.
Yeah.
I'm not ready. 8 years, bro.
Damn.
I've been deferring everything.
Think about that.
He's like,
forget 10.
I'll ask you when I'm in high school. I'm like, okay.
Right.
We'll wait till then. That's perfectly fine.
School is over in a rat. We don't think about it like that.
I'm not ready at all.
School seems like 20 years, though. Don't it? It seems like it's a 20-year type of dip, but it's not.
Mm. Yeah, really it do. Not. It do feel like forever.
School seems
really
like it's
not.
A 20-year type of deal, but no, it's not. It's much less.
No, you're right.
I never thought about that.
Think about it.
Because you don't start school till school till 5.
Yeah.
And you're done at 18.
And you might be close.
Might start at 4. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. True.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I guess it's not that long. You think about it that way.
But it didn't seem like forever.
No, it seemed
it
longer.
Did.
It seemed like
it was like year after year after year after year. And like, if you think about life, you really don't go to school for that long.
You don't go to school for 20 years, but it seems like it's 20 years. But when you got a kid,
oh, my God.
And they're starting at 5, you still have 10 years in there. They're solid in high school.
True that, yeah.
Solid.
About to get the driver's permit.
Yeah.
Matter of fact.
Yeah. Yep. Talking about worker's permit, driver's permit. Talking about I want to drive. Talking about dad, what's up with the keys?
Right, exactly. The thing is, like, I know I'll appreciate more when they're older, But like, my son, he's 7. He, y'all know that, but mm-hmm. he's like so innocent and like so pure. And it drives me crazy. Yeah, like,
gonna be ready to pull the wool over you,
and, man. And then I was then teenage years. You trying to pull every little last stunt you can think of.
I feel like mine's already there.
Listen, my it's son's a preteen already. At 7, he's a preteen.
Right.
Like, I have to put preteen on it because he doesn't have regular 7-year-old conversation. Mm-hmm. It's always something when he wants to sit down and talk to something that's in depth. For example, we're in the car. We're sitting in the car driving, and he's like, Mom. I was like, yeah, what's up, baby? He said, you know, being adults a lot, huh? You guys have a lot of responsibilities, huh? I was like, yeah, it is. It's a lot. You know, be a kid while you can. You won't have blah, blah, blah.
Right.
He's like, yeah. I'm like, what kind of responsibilities do you have? I was like, well, you got bills, son. You got mortgage. You got your cars. Jobs. You got worrying about what the kids have, making sure you have enough food on the table. It's a lot. And he was like, So, you know, when you guys aren't here anymore, if you guys weren't here anymore, who would be responsible for the bills?
Really?
He said, because that sounds like a lot.
Right.
Like, who would be responsible for the bills? I said, oh, no, baby, you'll be fine. You're taken care of. Right. Don't worry.
He was thinking, man, I got to get a job.
You guys will be fine. My three will be all right. He was like, okay, I was just wondering. That's all, Mom. It's okay.
Right. He was like, whoop.
Yeah, he said, insurance, huh? You have insurance. Listen, so my son's a preteen. He's not thinking like a normal 7-year-olds don't even have that conversation.
Right. My son definitely don't. He definitely don't.
You know, so, you know, he's a preteen.
Yeah,
he's very mature for his age. Yeah.
So what about back to school shopping? What about these lists that your teachers are sending home?
Man, what you sent, bro?
That's the list.
Have you ain't seen it?
That's Ava.
Yeah, that's Ava.
I mean, I'm not gonna lie.
I didn't even look at it. I don't even know what it looked like, bro.
I looked at it, but the way she handled all that, all the supplies, the wipes.
It's irritating.
The
I was in Walmart snapping at like, where is the bottle center?
Right, and you get antibacterial gel, all that stuff, paper, crayons.
You know what? There wasn't even an Osprey brand for the disinfectant wipes in the section I was in Walmart. I was so mad. I paid $9 for 2 bottles of disinfectant wipes. I said, there has to be an off-brand for $5.
I'm too cheap to look at that list. Bruh, it's probably 20 items on there, and I'll probably pick out 12. I'd be like, nope. Like, nope, he can use a pencil for that.
Right.
They want you better have, like, 4 crayons.
Yo, and then for my daughter's class, they're talking about you got to bring a snack with her every day. A snack with them every day.
Or
buy like a big container that all the kids can share.
Yeah, you have to.
So they want you to bring, they want you to give them,
I had to.
Give
them
a snack.
I
don't remember that when.
I had to start buying snacks in the house. Remember, that's I said I have to have a snack
and every
day.
It was an issue in the morning. He had to have the certain... Yeah, I do remember.
I don't want those cookies. I want the crackers. Just give me a whole box.
He had to have a specific snack.
Right.
So if we ran out for the moment, it's a problem.
Oh, it was it was an issue.
But we can
breakdown.
Have other snacks out.
It was a breakdown.
It could be other snacks. It could be 3 different types of snacks.
But
you gotta have that one snack.
Right.
So we run out of that one snack out of 3. Right. He don't want no snack. That means I don't want one. I'll go hungry.
Yeah, that's what he used to do.
Bro, it's a snack. You about to eat at school.
You went to the, I'll just go.
You about to have a meal
I'll
at school.
Starve.
This is the snack part. This is the smallest part.
I'll just starve.
You know, and that's the cool thing about our kids' school is like they give you free breakfast.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Free lunch.
Yeah, that's a blessing.
Mm-hmm. I know when I was in school, I had a little lunch card, but you still got to pay like $1 or something like that.
Right.
And I was on reduced lunch my whole entire school life, except for 1 year.
Mm-hmm.
In high school, I think it was my sophomore year. I was hot with her. She put an extra zero on her when she did that.
Yeah.
Yes, and messed around and made us have to pay. Oh, I had to pay a whole dollar that year.
I remember seeing kids that had to like pay for their lunch. I'm like, why do you have to pay for lunch?
Yeah,
you don't got a lunch card? Just punch your shit and get your food and go.
A lunch card.
Yeah. No, back on Welch. Remember Welch?
I went to all districts actually. I just can't remember what the card looked like.
It was like a little card that they would punch a hole in and you go get your
absolutely. I remember that
in our school district.
Yeah,
you have to know your number.
Right. Well, you got to think we're also old.
Well, that's too. When no. That got more advanced where you had to have that pen. I remember that.
Yeah, but I never had a car.
That was in high school, though.
Forever had. I mean, throughout my whole entire school, right. I never had. We had to a pay punch for lunch card, ever. Okay. Or 1 year it was reduced.
But by the time we got to high school had the pen you had to put in.
Yeah.
It had a little gray, little keyboard, little half keyboard looking thing, mm-hmm. and everybody had to punch a little pen in. And you look, yo, if you forgot your pen,
that's a wrap.
You was hungry.
Yeah.
You better get some French fries.
I was about to say that. That's what you would do. Yeah.
Get the French fries. Whole meal. Yep.
That's your whole meal. That's your lunch.
That was it. Right. Those French fries at Walmart too.
But the fries are banging though.
Got them same French fries at Walmart that we had in high school the whole time.
Okay.
Oh my God! All you need is ketchup.
It didn't matter for some reason. Their fries tasted better.
It's the grease.
It's the high school fries.
They did taste better, but it was good though.
They probably a lot.
They probably because they actually cleaned the grease because it's a school. You know.
Yeah. Something about them fries, man. That mayonnaise and that ketchup together.
I still do my fries like that. Don't be the same.
So did y'all do a lot of back to school shopping for like clothes, wardrobe and stuff?
Yeah, like we did enough to get them through this week, which is 2 days.
Right.
And bought an extra outfit, and then the rest of it will be the Sunday. We do like a whole wardrobe of clothes from here, from summer to winter.
Okay.
And then I give him 3 or 4 pair of shoes.
Gotcha.
And that way, hopefully, he doesn't beat the crap out of everything.
Right.
And the shoes. One of them shoes will be dead at the first week. It's going to come back. And I'll be like, what happened? That's why I don't buy him all super high name brands.
Right,
he
has
one pair of really nice shoes that he picks out.
Mm-hmm.
We don't tell him what to pick, and he can pick whatever shoe he wants.
Right.
The first year we let him do that, he went up there, and it was $125.
Look at my face.
$125.
He's not really into clothes like that.
Though. He's not, but he's into them now. $120. He's into.
I mean, shoes are expensive, but
$125 for just his. Right. And he got like 3 other pair of shoes, but they were like slide-in shoes, and then just one, you know, just if anything happens.
Like I remember when Air Force Ones were $75, Doug.
Yeah.
I never had one, so no. I don't know.
The white on whites.
Yeah, white on whites. Actually, I think
the mids.
Then it went up $79.99.
Dog, they're like $120 now or something like that.
Oh, no. They wouldn't be gotten.
Yeah.
Who's wearing
them? As a matter of fact, I don't even think they make white and whites anymore.
What?
I think they're done. I think Nike discontinued them.
$120, bro. I'm stuck.
Like $110, $120.
What?
That's crazy. Are they nice?
For white on white Air Force One.
Air Maxes?
Nah, they regular white on white Air Force Ones.
It don't got no air bubble in there?
I mean, it's the. They all got air in them, but like they're not the. I don't know what the new shoe is.
It's like a track shoe looking air.
It's just a regular dog. It's your regular original Air Force One.
But people gonna buy them though. That is a classic, hood classic.
Right, but like I said, I think they were discontinued. I'm not even sure. I gotta look into it. I remember seeing something on Instagram saying that they were discontinued. But you know how that shit goes on Instagram. You can't believe half anything you see.
That's true.
But yeah, man. These clothes shopping can be very expensive.
I don't know what it's going to be this year.
Well, right now, he doesn't care about clothes.
He does. He's starting to a little bit this now. He's starting to want, I want that Jordan shirt, or I want that Nike. I want this and I want that. So you never know what he's going to do.
All right, baby, we'll go. Mm-hmm. But, so you got to find those deals. Now, we're going to take a short break, and then we'll press on with back to school shopping. All right, y'all. We're back. We took a short interlude. We had a funny story, but we'll get into that in a minute. So, what are y'all getting to y'all's kids? What do y'all do y'all's kids back to school shopping for the clothes?
Mostly the outlets. Sometimes we might get the sneaker at the mall.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of times we just go to the outlets because I like to get him, you know, a very nice pair of sneakers that he can pick out. And
right,
then I do like 3 or 4 other sneakers just to keep him, hopefully, till Christmas. It's so rough on his shoes.
Look, one, they're going to grow out them shoes because they're continuously growing. Mm-hmm. And two, all they're going to do is dog them out.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. So I just have a whole bunch of... He likes the slide-ins and stuff from Old Navy and stuff like that. So
Speaking of clothes and whatnot, not to cut you off, but that's where we do a lot of our kids back to school shopping. No, we do a lot there because, they got deals.
They do.
Like $2 and $3 t-shirts. Like,
yeah, they do.
Yeah. Man, look.
I like them things.
Old Navy, especially got kids.
Yeah.
I check out Old Navy for for back to school shopping.
Yeah,
we are. It's facts. It's on my list. It's Old Navy. I go to. It's Polo. I go to.
Outlets do got deals.
Children's Place. I go there too for him, just to see if there's anything.
You know, where I get my shoes. Like I wear Converse's. Mm-hmm. You get 2 for 1 all the time at the Converse outlets.
Oh.
2 for 1.
I need to get all the one. Time. I need to go to the. I was just thinking about getting the Converse. I need to go to the outlet.
Mm-hmm. Some nice Chuck Taylors. Mm-hmm. Can't go wrong. It's the time of the shoe.
Yeah. It should be so specific.
I got about, I don't know, maybe 4 pair. Just different, switch them up with different colors and whatnot. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Kids too.
I never used to like Converse, but now I like it though.
But you know what? You guys have arches or something, because people have flat feet. Converse. Yeah, you can't wear them like
all the time.
Yeah, so I want a pair to just wear sometimes because it would just tear my feet up.
But you know what? Even like the newer versions of them. They got the, you know, Nike.
I like the new ones. Yeah, I know they bought them.
They bought them a long time ago, and they put the same cushioning that's in their shoes in the Converses. The newer style Converses.
Wow,
they're nice. I like them.
I'll have to try that. I like it comfortable.
They look very modern now.
But with back to school comes extracurricular activities. So, you know, your son's playing football.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, he's ready.
Yeah, my son, he plays baseball. He was playing t-ball, but now it's peewee. So yeah, they're gonna have it's like a machine pitch. So he's playing baseball now.
Wow.
Yeah, and I got sucked in the coaching.
Oh, Jesus. Wow.
Yeah.
You gotta really be on your A game.
Right.
It's gonna be good for him because it's gonna train his eye for that type of speed when that ball comes.
Right.
So that's gonna be good. That's gonna be a good look. But my son, man, this guy, he is 100 pounds, and he is one of the bigger people on the team.
Mm-hmm.
And he had to get new pads for this cat,
like brand new pads.
Yeah, because his shoulders were so wide
for his age.
Yeah, they had no pads for him because he was just so big. But they had to end up getting a new set that really was not really meant for his age,
right?
But because of his stance and he's so
they had wise. The pads, and you didn't have to buy them yourself.
I mean, No.
Okay,
not at all. It's part of the money that you put in.
Yeah,
it's
part of the money
you put in. Basically a rental.
Okay, yeah, basically it's a rental. Yep, that's what it is. Really, is a rental, and that's how they get around the cost of.
So sure do you have to turn it in at the end of the season?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, but if you wanted to get like his own pads,
yeah,
pretty kind of at Dick's and stuff, right?
Dick's? Yes.
Yeah. You
okay.
Can get
yeah, absolutely. You can get anything. Dicks, pretty right, much. Right. You can get the pants, you can get pads, you can get jock strap, all that. Yeah, mouth guards, obviously, all that stuff.
Mm-hmm. But,
he just, I think because it's his first year and he didn't start till he was 7.
Uh-huh.
He's just a little lost on football.
Yeah.
It's just a little like for him. But he's starting to get it down now. But he makes me laugh because he's one of the bigger people on the team. But he seems so soft on the fucking field. And that's just crazy to me. It's like, damn, he's so big.
Right.
So
he's like a gentle giant.
Yeah. So I've had to rough him up a little bit to practice just to kind of get that rough edge out of him.
Right,
like
right,
that
right.
aggressiveness come mm-hmm. on out. And now he also recently, so funny, so embarrassing. He just started actually killing bugs. Pissed me the hell off for the last 3 or 4 years. I've been trying to tell him, don't tell your mom that's an ant on the floor.
Right.
Don't tell her that. Just go kill it.
Just go kill the
go
ant.
Go kill right, the right. ant. Like, uh-huh. get rid of the ant.
He's like, I know what's getting ready to happen.
Right.
I'm like, and he would scream, it's an ant on my man. I'm like, Donald, you're too big. He's screaming about an ant on the floor.
Hit the ant.
Oh. Just kill the ant.
Just kill the ant. Just kill
he the don't ant. Want to kill the ant.
Mm-hmm.
He want to tell somebody about it.
So how's he doing in practice?
So, okay. So, he's got a better. Lot better.
He's gotten he's better. Getting, now
but
the scrimmages.
The beginning was rough.
He's doing better at the scrimmages and stuff, too. He's actually hitting them.
Right. Okay. What position is he playing?
He's actually playing left tackle.
Okay.
He's a line.
Yeah.
O-line. He's on the O-line. He... been switched out. He's also playing defense as well. He's on defense probably like 10% of the time.
Okay.
But offensive line he's mainly on.
Gotcha. Okay.
And yeah, so he's doing that. So he's always trying to block. But we got some really good tailbacks on our team.
Okay.
One of the tailbacks was an all-conference player in high school. his son's playing.
Oh, that's cool.
Got the same type of running game. So he bounced outside, he out. So my son has to block well.
Yeah.
So the pressure's on the O-line.
Right.
Real hard because you got a good back.
Right.
You don't block right. Whose block is that?
Right.
It's evident. With my son. Oh, damn. They had him literally running up the field. Hitting nobody. What's this thing? Over and over again.
I'm like, you didn't see a problem and with this, son?
I was like,
I don't know anything about football. At first, I wanted to watch and see what's going on.
I wanted to see what the coach was going to say, though. Because I'm sitting here like, coach is going to say something about the fact he's not hitting nobody.
Right.
He going upfield and not hitting nobody. You shouldn't be on the line and not touch nobody.
Right.
You should be double teaming, trapping, pulling. Do something.
Right.
Like, you should be doing something. So, I mean, I didn't play O-line when I was in football. But I know they got to, you know, trap, pull, and all that stuff like that. And
yeah.
Double team, you know, big players or whatever. And try to match themselves aside. And so, even with that said, my son would not be hitting anybody.
Mm-hmm.
And be going, just running upfield by himself. Just lost.
Smoking.
Just lost.
That says he's supposed to hit somebody?
Come back with the rest of us.
Run right back to the line.
Run right back. So then, of course, you got, and I had to explain this to Ava, that you got people who really want to win.
Right.
Solid in football. It's America's game.
Right.
You know, and you're a black parent out there trying to make sure your black child is getting a fair shot out there.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? And making sure nobody's saying nothing crazy out there
to
your son if he underperforms.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? Just trying to make sure everything is good because people get crazy out there.
Right.
I can imagine. We won't say what they were doing out there. But it's America's game and everybody's out there showing out.
And they
so the guy has this drone.
Wow.
And he's now keep in mind, this is scrimmage.
Uh-huh.
Scrimmage, bruh.
Right.
7U.
Right.
Scrimmage.
This dude got a drone.
He's
out there.
Got a drone. Taking footage. Spying on other teams.
That's ridiculous.
Bruh. What?
You think he's spying? I think he's recording it.
Listen, if you're not on his team, you're spying. Yeah. But he's doing it for us. So we not mad.
Right.
So he got his little drone up there. He's watching it. And of course, they can see everything my son is doing.
Uh-huh.
So if he miss a block, he looked lost.
Right. They got footage.
It's on footage. You can't sit there and be like, oh, do you remember who missed the block yesterday? Oh, I don't even really know which lineman it was. Oh, no. Well,
guess what? We got
footage. Oh, we got footage, though. Of every block he missed the whole day.
Right.
And I'm sitting here like, first of all the backs and the quarterback, they're all on the same team. It's like the O-line is for the slower kids, slower big kids.
Right.
And there's no real plays they have going. They're not doing nothing special at the line.
Right.
They're not doing no trapping, pulling, or anything like that. No
protecting the backs.
No advanced offensive line schemes.
Right.
To trick the defensive line.
Right.
They're not doing nothing special. No trickery. They're just running their play. The tight end knows the play. Quarterback pretty much knows the play. Halfbacks know the plays. And they're running their play. Uh-huh. Obviously, there's exchange of the ball, whatever. They might want to reverse.
Right.
With the wide receiver or something like that. Something crazy. But my son and the other people on the line, they don't really know. We got this guy. There's a kid on there that's 200 pounds. It's double my son's weight.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
200
He's
pounds.
He's like a fridge, bro.
What about, remember that one little kid, Lil Terrio?
Oh, yeah.
Lil Terrio.
Yeah,
he had like
dance.
A song or something. You used to dance on Instagram and Facebook and stuff.
No.
Terrio.
Terrio? You remember Lil Terrio. Oh,
everybody knew Terrio.
Yeah. Look, just Google it. Lil Terrio. Yeah. He's still big now. But I'm saying, like, when he was like a little kid, that's what I think of when I think of like a 7-year-old that was like 200 pounds. Because this kid, like,
he was solid.
Big.
He was solid.
This is a big little kid. I could just imagine some like kid like that in pads.
Yeah.
I think by the end of the season, they're going to be pretty daggone good, though.
Right.
I think that they're doing well. Like, the first scrimmage, they won 3-1. The second one was 2-1.
Okay.
It's, you know, scrimmages aren't real.
Right.
Point-wise.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? For them just to be starting together.
Yeah.
I think they're going to be all right, man.
That's what's up.
my son's playing baseball this year. He started playing t-ball in the spring / summer. He's pretty good at it. He's fast. He's the fastest kid on the team. Damn. And he's pretty much faster than anybody out there. Damn. In t-ball. I'm gonna put it on. He was fast kid in t-ball.
Damn.
So yeah. So
he was stealing bases.
He was. We weren't really doing the stealing bases thing at that level, but just trying to beat the first baseman. That's pretty much what I was focusing on. You hit the ball, sprint to first base. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And he beat him every time.
Yeah, wow.
So, yeah, he's fast.
Get him to start liking that.
Yeah,
for
man.
For real, because that's...
I want to see him play run track and field, too, because I know he'll do well.
Yeah.
He's little, but...
Yeah,
but he's quick, fast. Though. Yeah. Damn. So, yeah, he got used to hitting the ball. He's a good fielder. He's real fast. He can round the bases real quick. And I really want to cultivate his talents because he can really do something with baseball if he sticks with it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And really, I'm trying to
pay too.
Nervous, just nigga.
More guaranteed pay.
You don't risk that much injury compared to other sports.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's true. You play longer.
Yeah, a lot longer. A lot play longer.
Longer.
Mm-hmm. Just staying safe. Longer.
That's true.
As long as you hit that ball and you can run or feel real well. Because, you know, baseball is a real specific sport when it comes to these positions. Like, they want you to know what you're doing.
Yes, absolutely.
And as long as you keep that one talent up.
Yeah. And you have a higher probability of getting on the team. Professionally, if you ever get that far.
True.
You have a higher probability of getting there.
Well, so I wanted my son to actually play chess.
Okay.
And there's no chess leagues in his age group around here. So that, I mean, I think they both football, strategy, chess. I think that they both teach him.
They coincide, right.
What I want him to learn, to pay attention, and be able to think before you move, and or see the move before you even go into the situation.
What did it say? What, 7 moves ahead? You got to play in chess.
Yeah, something like that. So
that's 3, nuts. 7, something like that. Wow. This is a saying that they say.
Yeah, but you know that you're right though. But that you got to know every piece.
But there's nothing there yet.
With the limitations.
When I get there, I want him to definitely play chess because I think it's somebody who plays chess can be quiet and listen and be observant, and that's what he needs. I just gotta wait till he can get there in this age group.
Right. I mean, do they have other, like, what chess leagues do they have? Or
I only saw like adult. I have to keep looking now.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah. So
I saw adult, but in other states I saw younger ages.
Do they have like chess leagues in high school and whatnot?
Yes, they do.
Okay. Yeah, that'd be
They did. I don't know what they have now, but I mean, I would love to get them in that.
Yeah, I think that.
Then you show them a lot of patience, poise.
Yeah, so it's exactly what I wanted him to have. He got to learn to have a balance. Things,
right. True that.
You know, education has.
I don't know if he's gonna like take on to it, but I was surprised that he took on to football because I was starting to get a little nervous. He kept saying he's gonna quit.
Crying.
After I already paid the money for that joint.
Right.
And it was not.
I know that was not cheap.
Heck no. Cause they got legit like bus,
yeah.
Like
travel uniforms, right? Yeah.
Like t-shirts, real nice shirts, like dry fit,
custom
shirts, bruh. For anybody to buy and all that stuff, it's crazy.
They got track suits, Letterman jackets that's coming out in the winter. Like,
they're legit.
They wear different uniform like every game.
Crazy.
It can be pink one game. It can be camouflage. It just changes.
And everybody's out there. All the parents out there match down with their shirts and gear. Bro, it's like a real traveling.
Right.
Like, they
it's like a team.
Oh, they got, and of course, they got, you know, football mom.
Right.
Who be on the sideline making sure people go in and out. Personnel and stuff like that. Like, they really, at a scrimmage, that's how they are. I couldn't imagine in a game.
True that.
They go hard. It's like, yo, football?
I'm like, these people are so
you can't be late.
Right.
Yeah, these people are serious.
Yo, my son can't be late to football. He can't not have his mouth guard. He can't not have his helmet.
Right.
Oh, so one of the, and I was hoping that Ava was watching. So my football, so the football coach, right? This, now, mind you, it's a scrimmage, bro. Huh?
Scrimmage. Yeah, go ahead.
Mind you, it's a scrimmage, bro. Yeah. So one of the kids becomes a little dehydrated. And when he becomes dehydrated, he gets really sick.
Okay.
So he was sitting down. Had a helmet off. Pretty much everybody determined he wasn't going to be coming back to the game.
Mm-hmm.
Happened to be one of our good tailbacks.
Mm.
So the coach comes by and walks in front of our little tent because we're watching the game. Whatever. And he says his name. I'm not going to say his name. He yells the player's name.
Mm-hmm.
He said, man, we need you. You know we need you out there. You're letting down your team by being out.
Golly.
Now, this kid.
This is 7 years old.
Seven years old, bro. I'm telling you. This is a scrimmage, bro.
Right.
He could have been out. He just had to practice a little bit harder next practice.
Right.
Just to make sure he know the plays, if anything was updated. But no, bro, this is a scrimmage.
We're going to take a short break, y'all. All right, y'all, we're back. We took a short interlude. And speaking of sports, what about the whole Jay-Z NFL partnership? What do you think about that?
Oh, man, that's crazy. Look, that Jay-Z NFL partnership, man, that covered business. It covered current events. It covered sports. It covered, and that's definitely the reason why it was in the news for at least a week and a half, almost 2 weeks, because everybody had something to cover on it, whether it be just a little bit about business,
hip-hop strong,
music, hip-hop, just anything with business deals or anything like that, it covered it. Yeah.
Even though it was just focusing on the NFL.
Yeah, and then at the end of the day, it's a black hip-hop artist making a big major deal with the NFL, which is overdue.
Mm-hmm.
So that right, I mean, everybody had an opinion about that.
Yeah.
So yeah, what is your opinion, Ava?
I think it's a good thing. I think that we always have that mentality where we want to, the first thing we think is like, oh, this guy. You know what I'm saying? That's how people think though, but in reality, I mean, if you sit back and take a look at really the whole situation, yes, I really have a thought that the way he speaks, I'm just not going to go by this business deal. I'm going to go by his mannerisms and the way that he speaks, that I believe that there's, as I think Mac told me before,
but look, Jay-Z is a businessman.
This is going to go for the long way. I think he's going for the long, like he did with Nipsey, like he's done with many other people under the radar. He's going to go for the long haul.
Oh, yeah.
So this is not just a move for one thing. Superficial. People have to see the whole end of something to appreciate it.
Right.
To understand it. But if you look at the long haul, he's not going to tell you everything he's doing with it. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, y'all can't even read between. You just got to go off the surface.
Right.
I think that's a good segue because I think it's a long play for Jay-Z because one, he really didn't have to risk doing the deal. I mean, Jay-Z's 50 plus, you know what I'm saying? He already a Billy. He's already financially way, way, way wealthy. Mm-hmm. I mean, really, honestly, another deal like that, really, it's not really a big deal. Based on his net worth and all that. It's not like a big move. I think maybe it might be on his bucket list to own a team and have ownership. I get that. I mean, because hip-hop has always crossed paths with football and other sports. Mm-hmm. So, you know, you always got the hip-hop artists want to be football players.
Remember Puff Daddy wanted to try by the
Panthers? Oh, and Oprah. Oprah tried, too.
Mm-hmm.
They told her no. And they told him no, too.
Yeah. They laughed at Puff Daddy.
Yeah.
They did.
I heard
all the Fox News and all your conservative channels. They laughed at Puffy.
Yeah, they did. And the thing about it is, I remember when Puffy was starting to talk about it on Breakfast Club. He was starting to talk about it. He kind of put it out there, like we're gonna see what happens. Like he already really starting to. He said he was trying to muster up the accountants.
We gotta talk about that.
Okay.
A segue, just a little segue. Vodka Martini Skinny Freezer. It is watermelon lemonade and is 100 calories, 8% alcohol, and it is everything.
Thebomb.com.
The bomb. Like you can get lost and just you would go back in the freezer and get another. These things is $3 a piece.
I'm about to try one of those.
It's Black Parents or After Nine, but let me put it to you like this. The vodka martini skinny freezers, keep these away from your kids because they look like regular
ice pops.
Popsicles. But I will give them credit. They got a black border around them, so it's got to be adult something. But
wine glasses in the front.
This watermelon lemonade is everything. Oh, I didn't realize 8% alcohol by volume. It's just strong as fuck.
And originally that was mine. Somehow so it has disappeared
guess,
into.
Yeah, I guess it's yours.
And
now.
He wanted to talk about it. He had another sip and have a whole conversation about it. Like it was his. Oh like he picked God. This out. That was his, you know.
But anyway, back to that old Jay-Z NFL deal. That hopefully is a long play for Jay. In a way,
the thing is, man, look, I'm gonna tell you, look. So some people are calling him a sellout.
Superficial.
Other people, you got to look at it as if he's really trying to bring a positive change to the NFL by partnering with it.
He doesn't have to. That's the whole thing. People act like he has to do this deal in order to keep creating wealth.
Mm-hmm.
He can keep creating wealth without it.
Right.
That, it's not like his lineage of making money is going to stop.
Yeah, he's
it is not.
No,
it's
definitely not.
So
just make some deals.
So come on, and so stop acting like that. They all. This is how I think. Like with this twisted mentality, right? They think that you have to do things. They don't understand that the concept of when you just doing stuff from, you know, a business standpoint, but it doesn't. It's not like your whole worth. That's like me going to if I have to go buy a new car. Yeah, I can go buy a new car, but it's not like I have to buy a new car.
Right.
I choose to buy it. And I'm still going to make money on the side anyway. But you see what I'm saying? Like, it's not like I have to do it. But people are so superficial that they look at it and like, oh, almost like he's doing this because he got to get money. He don't have to do this.
Right.
And why would, if you're going to sell out, why not sell out for a really, really extremely large amount of money? If I'm going to sell out, I'm selling out. Hey, I'm telling you guys right now, for $1 billion, I don't care what you say about me.
Right.
For $1 billion, you can call me everything you want to.
Exactly.
And I'll talk about it. I'll give you some money on the side. Don't worry about it. You ain't going to be broke.
Right.
And we all going to be sellouts together.
That's true, Ava.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
That's, you got to look at the long plan.
Right.
Everybody could call us sellouts, but we could be who you are anyway. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
You still got that money, though.
Let me give you my reason why I think it's a long play by Jay.
It is.
I'm looking at the most recent of things that Jay-Z have done recently.
Mm-hmm.
He's shown a lot of growth over the years.
A lot of growth.
And when he did that deal with Meek Mill recently, it didn't make me think, you know, he's got to be doing this for a long play. Because he's really looking out for Meek by doing that record company with him.
Right.
We heard about that. So, and we know that Meek Mill has some, he has some legal problems, which were BS legal problems. But there were legal problems nonetheless. And then Meek, we already know what type of time Meek Mill is. Meek Mill does a lot for Philly.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
He's been doing a lot for the community. So I think that was really a deal between Jay and Meek Mill. But I think this is the new version of Jay who does want to fix some of the problems that we got out there as being African-Americans and not without ownership. So I think it's a long play. That's my prediction. I think it's a long play that might be 3-5 years out.
Mm-hmm.
You might see Colin Kaepernick as a head coach for a team.
They're going to have to reintegrate Colin Kaepernick in some capacity within the next 5 years. Probably if Jay-Z's partnering with them.
Mm-hmm.
But check it. People are saying stuff like, Jay got a... why are you giving Kaepernick a job? Okay. Yeah, he could give him a job. Right? But if you start a lemonade stand, right, for injustice, right, and then somebody opens a store for injustice, do you have to give that person at a lemonade stand a job? Would you even be thinking about giving somebody else a job?
No.
So why are people saying that? Because that sounds, I mean, it, you know, if you want to be ethical, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Ethically speaking, you should, but maybe when you started the store, you only had your core family there, so you couldn't break off nobody else.
Mm-hmm.
But you're just supposed to do that because he lost his job doing the lemonade stand. And who's to say what you couldn't lose doing the store?
True.
People don't look at it like that. They look like everybody gotta give you something. If you don't give him something, then this nigga made an undisclosed amount of money. I don't think he's hurting too bad.
Probably not.
So, with that being said, why is everybody acting like Colin Kaepernick is homeless? I mean, that's what I'm starting to... People, you motherfuckers are acting like he is an incapable person
making money. He's still making money.
Colin,
with the NFL.
Right,
yeah.
Exactly. And Colin, don't get it twisted, man. Colin is straight.
I mean,
he's not broke.
But do you see how everybody's playing this fame? Like, oh, yeah. Jay-Z, you're not going to help out this...
Like, how much was he doing with Nike? Colin Kaepernick.
He was still getting sponsorships, and they thought Nike was going to drop him. That deal was at least, what, 20-something? I could be wrong, but it was millions. I mean, so, Nike don't give out just hundreds of thousands. So they give millions.
So Colin Kaepernick is not hurting.
No.
At all.
At all. They thought Nike was going to drop him.
Nike's still cutting you checks?
Yep.
You're right.
They thought it was going to abandon him. Because, you know, all the other sponsors started abandoning him. But they thought Nike was going to drop him. And they look, Nike actually ended up coming out with another commercial. Mm-hmm. To let them know that we start staying with Colin Kaepernick. Well, you know, rightfully so. Nike can't.
That was a smart ad.
Well, Nike can't afford to ban no black people.
True.
They can, that's like Corona abandoning Mexicans.
Right.
Really? Really? Would you see the day? Heck no. That don't even make sense. So, really, honestly.
Because who buys all the Nikes?
Who? Us? Who running out there in the lines? Who be in the lines for the Jordans? Every year.
Mm-mm. Or the.
Stop. Popeye's chicken sandwich. Now, this is ridiculous.
I guess we got to talk about that.
This is ridiculous.
I guess we got to talk
about that. Hold on, my nigga. I didn't even know.
So this is going to be the story tonight. After this, we got to be done. Because I know we're going to record way too long.
Listen.
Because like this was unplanned. But
I didn't even know.
About this Popeye's chicken.
We was at Rehoboth coming back from getting the kids' school clothes. Stop. I said, oh, let's go buy Popeye's. I got a chicken sandwich or something. So I'm kidding. No. Mm-hmm. You know, I said, or Taco Bell. And I was like, you know what? I'll get you Popeye's and I'll eat Taco Bell. So we go to Popeye's. You know, this ghetto ass Popeye's got a sign on it talking about
No more chicken sandwich.
I was like, dang, they got no more chicken. You don't know? You don't know that we don't have no more chicken sandwiches?
I'm going to edit that out. Oh, my God. That's
you don't know? And I said, no, I had no idea. He said, our people are lining up in droves, selling out every Popeye's in the nation for chicken sandwiches. I said, this is an embarrassment
poor
of
Ava.
Our kind.
Ava rode up to that
I was so sad for us as a people.
Right.
When I heard that, I was just, nigga, do you know I would not stand in this line for like nothing. Like, if it looked like a half an hour line, I'm keeping it smoking. Right. Like, ain't nothing holding me. If, you know, I'm not standing in line for Jordans or nothing either. I'll buy that shit online and keep it smoking.
I keep seeing it on the news and on
Instagram.
Disgusting
as a people. Look at
this. These, like, lines just backed up, waiting through the drive-thru for this chicken sandwich.
For this fast food-ass chicken sandwich.
I'd be damned.
Everybody had to fear missing out.
In that long of a... Any line, if it's longer than the Chick-fil-A line, that ain't happening.
Well, see, me and Ava was at the beach, down south, and she was just
They're talking about people backed out the door, though.
Out the door? Well, they're going. Nationwide, they're sold out. They're sold out, Gene.
I don't understand. They can't.
Even down south in the beach, they're sold out.
This is across the country.
Listen, this is disgusting, but we can't stand together for a people, but we can stand in line for hours for a damn fried ass chicken sandwich with a fucking pickle on it.
Nah, I'm good, man.
I'm like, I said, Mac, you gotta be shitting me. I couldn't believe it.
Do you know how
I said, as a people, this is disgust. Listen, all the injustice with our people. I was flabbergasted. All the injustice, they're killing us left and right. Oh my God.
But what did we get for? We got out for a
these
chicken sandwich.
Did hump their ass to a fucking bitch. You can't go get a job, but you could go to Popeyes.
Hold on.
Nigga, you can't go see your kids. You can't be there for your family. You can't do. Nigga, there's people dying in the streets, being shot in the streets.
But you
bastards could line up for a fucking Popeyes sandwich?
Popeyes.
But your own blood is dying in the streets. Your own people look just like you dying in the streets every day, and you lining up for a fried, fast food ass chicken sandwich with a fucking slice of a pickle?
Not even no mayo or nothing on that.
You ran to this line for this $3 to $5 sandwich, and you can't even go outside for your people. Oh my God.
I hope this sandwich is good.
I don't even want whatever's in that sandwich they can keep. I can fry a piece of chicken and put a pickle on my sandwich. There's not a damn way.
I was so upset about that chicken sandwich.
When I found out
that people were waiting in
lines. My heart, man.
Just to wait for this. It wasn't nothing special.
It was a chicken sandwich. I don't care what you say.
I still haven't had it. It's a fried chicken sandwich. Like, first of all, niggas, that's how we dying in the first place. You eating a salty ass, fried, dripping, grease ass sandwich. Oh,
man, hope that line is worth it.
For this $3 to $5 out your pocket, no food stamps can be used. So you taking cash money, and it's school time for your kids. And you taking this.
That $5 can be some socks.
Listen, don't let the lights go out. Don't let that happen. The water stop running. The oil go out. Because you had to get this $5 damn sandwich. An embarrassment for
everybody
our people.
Ran and you know got how strong the $5 we could be sandwich.
If all of us said we was going to stand together on this day and we all coming out in droves.
You know they said Popeye's made $23 million in the past week.
But if you ask your own people for $3 to $5, they're going to be like,
Whoa, time out.
I ain't giving this nigga.
How much was a sandwich, bro?
$3 to $5. You got to like,
You know how many sandwiches that is, bro?
$23 million.
Oh, sounds like a freaking heart attack waiting to happen.
I wish I knew this thing was going to catch off. Like, I would have bought some Popeye stock and made out like a bandit.
You would have.
Someone did. I know someone made out.
Nobody could have expected this off of. You know how embarrassing it is? Do you know how embarrassing they made $23 million off of a freaking chicken sandwich? This is disgusting. But we can't put $3 to $5 together as a people, start a whole nation, start our own bank, and band together as a people.
Check this out. You know how...
What in the world?
Family members die. They don't get no life insurance.
Yeah.
Everyone trying to scrounge up change. Just so you can put Aunt Betty in the grave.
I can't do it, though. Absolutely. Honey, you can't do it.
Aunt Betty be on ice for 2 weeks.
But they go eat at McDonald's.
Aunt Betty be on ice for two weeks.
At McDonald's, World Farms,
But you're waiting in line for a chicken sandwich.
They got that chicken sandwich.
Man, that is just... God. I said, yo, but do you, that just tells you how strong we are with people that way.
We focus it.
We're probably the only people that went to go eat that chicken sandwich.
We not.
But because we all went to go get that chicken sandwich and we said it was
this
that good.
This is a joke. Like, this memes of it all over the internet.
Yeah, it's embarrassing, to be honest.
Because we said it was so important, everybody went to get it.
But when you think about
everybody making YouTube videos on it.
Influence. How much of an influence does black people have?
Oof. Ridiculous.
Insane.
Much more than what we thought we did. Mm-hmm. What does that tell you? Much more than what you thought we did.
If we can move that much chicken out in 7 days.
This is embarrassing.
Well, let me tell you something.
$23 million, dog.
That's $23 million we could have used to something better.
Yeah.
Anything. Legacy, empowerment, generational wealth.
Instead of paying Popeye's.
We put money in Popeye's pockets.
Oh, God.
For a chicken sandwich we can make at home.
Why couldn't we go to one of them Rick Ross
chicken sandwich we can make at home.
We should have went to one of them Rick Ross spots.
The Wingstops.
You got a lot of franchises, but the Wingstop, they should have did that to Wingstop.
Mm-hmm.
They should have did that. Yo. You know what? How about we do that to Wingstop?
Wingstop should have made a chicken sandwich.
Now Wingstop got to come out with a chicken sandwich. Yo. Let one of our people make it.
But you can't. But hold on. You can't lose by all of a sudden Hardee's come out with something special like that.
Yeah, but I'm talking about supporting our people.
If you can hit it out the park, hit $23 million in 1 week.
Yeah.
Be sold out all across the nation?
But then, you know, when they know it's us, then they just don't do it. It's hard. Why not? That right there, man, I know that's hard.
And I'm pretty sure this isn't Popeye's first chicken sandwich.
Can you get another ice pop? They got po' boys. Yeah, the po' boy chicken sandwich is the, can you get me the green vodka thing out the freezer up top?
Yeah, they got po' boys. In the
freezer, honey.
So, I don't understand why everybody was so shocked. That Popeye's was going to come out with a sandwich. No, granted, I do want to try it, and maybe I will eventually.
It's hidden.
Whenever the
look in the greens.
All the fuss goes down. But right now, I'm not too pressed on trying this daggone sandwich.
I'm not even going to try it. That's how not pressed I am. I'm not even going to try it, dude. Like, really, just hearing that made me, like, it really did sadden me. I mean, it really hit me emotionally that our people could band together for a damn chicken sandwich, but don't care about each other dying in the streets. Like, it is an epidemic out here. It is an epidemic. It ain't no, you know, this sudden, this ain't no sudden illness. This is a chronic illness that has set in. And I really, truly don't believe there's any difference than what it used to be. That's the problem.
Mm-hmm.
But people say, oh, now it's all these YouTube videos and their lives. You know what? That's just because we got phones that got cameras. Because before, you better believe this is systemic. It's been here for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't just start. It's sad. Now man.
Everybody's got a camera on it. Everybody can see it.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's and you know what? I had a family member tell me, my mom actually told me too. She said, you know, back in the day, at least we knew where we stood. It was a lot better then. It was a lot safer. Yeah. Now, she's like, all y'all think you know you right, you think you know that, and you think you know this, but look how many of us is dying because of it.
Yeah, and it's all invisible.
You better understand.
You don't see it coming,
that but you it's better, out there. When you get there, you better act like you know. Don't act like no fool. Come on, I know my right. I'm going to do this. No, you better follow accordingly. Because if you don't, you could be the next statistic.
True.
I was like, dang, that's harsh, man. That's like in the 50s. Yeah. You saying she was better in the 50s?
Yeah, but you like, know what? She keeping it real. All she's saying is, at least I knew where I stood. I knew exactly
what was going on. She said I knew where the color burner fountain was. I knew what the trap was going to be.
I knew this person is racist. They don't give a fuck about you. You know what a line is right then.
Right.
And she's just saying, at least we knew. But now everything is all this invisible racism going on.
Mm-hmm.
All these barriers and stuff like redlining, all Where's these stuff heart? Like that.
Yeah, it's not
shit that you don't know about, that you heard about, and it's not blunt. It's not in front of you,
right?
But it's those barriers are there. So, you know, I get what your mom is saying about that.
It hurt to hear it because yeah, I grew up like that, saying I got rights, but then I'm seeing you know even females dying.
Mm-hmm.
That's when you know it's Sandra one left.
Bland, there's a whole score.
That Sandra Bland was just like, I saw her. Mm-hmm. Yo, I'm going to tell you a quick thing.
Yeah. What's up?
When I saw that picture of her, I said, she's dead. I didn't even know the whole story. I didn't ask him the whole story. He showed me the picture of her, and I said, she is dead. Who's trying to cover up her murder?
Right.
Mm-hmm. He was like, no, look. I said, like, you could see dead eyes. I could just see dead eyes. It's crazy. And then when I saw that picture of her, really, what she was...
Yeah, when she was alive? Yeah, come on now.
Oh, my God. Mm. Like, to my heart, I'm like, dang, I got to be careful.
Mm-hmm. So, with her eyes...
Because she was driving through Texas, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Before she got pulled over.
And you know, there's parts of Texas that it's still pretty clear. Mm-hmm. They don't want you there.
Well, I tell you what, too.
There's no way that her case shouldn't have gone a lot farther than it did. Just the fact of how far it went and what they said, and like literally, that just tells me, watch yourself because you're no different. There's nothing in the media, nothing that I've seen in these court cases that make me feel comfortable at all.
Right.
Even if I feel like it's not beneath me, but I just don't feel as though I should. I'm going to have to be here for my children.
Mm-hmm.
That's deep.
Yeah, it's sad.
That's deep. Three black boys. It's going to be tough. And they don't know nothing. They're so innocent right now. They don't mm-hmm. know nothing about
yeah, they
nothing.
Yeah, they don't know anything about mm-hmm. racism.
No.
At all.
All they have is family.
What's that?
Yeah, so I'm going to tell you a story about my son today. He I guess he's real good friends with this girl named... Mm. And he's like...
I heard about her last year. Yeah,
our son's friend. And I guess she was like, tomorrow's my mom's birthday and blah, blah, blah. My son came home today and was like, I'm going to make a picture for a man. I'm like, that's sweet, son, but I don't know if you're going to do that.
Oh, wow. Why did you do that, though?
It just didn't sit right with me.
I know what you're saying. No. I feel you 100%.
I'm not saying it's a bad thing.
Let's not do this, although it sounds cute. But I don't think you bring that picture around that grandma too much. Because, I mean, it's going to be like, oh, she's dating. Or she's getting around nigger.
God dang. That's right.
Gotta get her early. Beat her. She better not be dating.
No, I still might let him make the picture or whatever.
I know.
Initially, I was like,
yeah. I don't know. No, I felt the same way, bro. I feel the same way. If I was in that position, I feel the same way. Like, oh, I don't know. She bring that picture home, it's gonna be problems. I mean, but you don't.
Not even problems.
And maybe
I might have just been overthinking it.
Yeah. You might be overthinking, but you always got to have that thinking in the back of your mind as a black mm-hmm. man that you got to be careful
mm-hmm.
who might be threatened, you know what I'm saying, by you without you even being near them.
Over something so harmless. You know what
so
I mean?
Harmless. Even though it's just kids,
But, you know, racism is so bad out there, but people would just shriek at the thought that their daughter might be with a black little boy. They would shriek at the thought. So just that little... Some people are that racist, but maybe that, maybe it's nothing.
Like I said, I'm probably overthinking the whole thing, but just my initial shock, I was like...
Yeah, I mean, like, sure. For me...
But it's not out of reach, though.
If my son said that... Mm-hmm. I would let him do it. I don't care. Let him do it. He's met up with a couple little kids that introduced him to racism. Mm,
okay.
He's still innocent, though, because I make sure he's innocent. And I put it to the part where I just let him know, you know, because he came home and told me, this little white boy told him that there's more of us than you, so just know it. So we're better than you. And so, by the way my son was raised, he said, you know, Ma, I told him, I'm going to know, you're incorrect and you're ignorant. Mm-hmm. You don't know what it is. And you're only saying this because you think that's what it is. It's not. So, and I said, you know, mathematically, though, so just to put you on real, there are more than us here.
Mm-hmm.
But
In this country.
But there's not more than them than us in the world. Okay? Like, he doesn't know that count, honey. Mm-hmm. He doesn't know what Africa or any other continent has on it. You know, it's just here. And I said, you know, that's a learned behavior. His parents is where he got that from. That's a taught behavior. What other child is saying that to you? It's a taught behavior. So just pray for him. I said, just pray for him, son, because that's all you can do.
Yeah.
That's the type of ignorance that's how it's grown.
Mm-hmm.
I said, but that don't have nothing to do with you. We don't care what you are. Our family is so multicultural, it's not even funny.
Right.
So you can't hate something because your cousin is whatever. You know?
Right.
That's just how it is in my family. So it's like, you can't, you know, I can't not like white people because of something that was from when I was younger or from what other people tell me. I take people as they are, you know, by how I feel. Now, I know some white people don't like black people. I felt that a lot. Okay. I've had racism so bad, it's disgusting. Mm. But you know what? It don't stop no show here.
Fact.
It don't kill no drive. So, I mean, you're going to be how you feel, and I'm going to be, you know, how I am. And God bless you. Keep it pushing.
Mm-hmm. Y'all ready to wrap up this episode, y'all?
Yep.
So yeah, we're gonna wrap up this episode because we've been talking a bunch. Been recording a little longer than I expected to. So we'll wrap it up for this week of Black Parents After 9. Hashtag BPAN if you're listening. We're on Instagram. There's a page on there. Look it up. I'll probably repost the link just in case y'all didn't see it first time I put it up there. So check us out on the next episode. This is Gene.
This is Ava.
This is Matt.
And this is Black Parents After 9. Signing out.
Oh, this is sweet.